For nearly three decades, the largest city in western Massachusetts has held a flag-raising ceremony on the first Monday in November to celebrate Puerto Rican heritage and the cultural contributions of the people from the Caribbean island. Today's Puerto Rican flag-raising at Springfield City Hall was especially poignant. Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno dedicated this year's annual Puerto Rican flag-raising to the volunteers from western Massachusetts who raised money and relief supplies after Hurricane Maria devastated the island. He also pledged to help and support people who have evacuated Puerto Rico and relocated to Springfield.
They are our citizens, they are our American citizens, they are our brothers and sisters. And in time of tragedy, Springfield has shown that we come together as one.
The new North Citizens Council Social Service Agency has been designated as the official welcome center in Springfield for families and individuals who've recently evacuated Puerto Rico. The mayor's office has also published a resource guide to help the new arrivals. New North Citizens Council Executive Director Maria Liga said her staff has so far helped 172 families who've relocated from Puerto Rico in the last 2 months.
The basic needs that we take for granted sometimes is what they need right now. And housing is a big issue. You know, people are staying with friends or relatives, but they can only stay for a certain amount of time.
The Springfield Public Schools have enrolled 202 children from Puerto Rico as of last Friday and is expecting more. According to Assistant Superintendent of Schools Lydia Martinez, half the new students are in elementary schools.
We make sure that the children have their uniforms. We make sure that they have a coat. We're making sure that they have a backpack and the necessary supplies that they need for school. And then New North Citizen Council is helping the families with other things. But we also have wraparound services in our schools, the majority of our elementary schools. And so we're also helping them with anything we can. But we are making sure that they make a connection with New North Citizen Council.
The school department is not receiving any additional state or federal financial support for the new students. A group of volunteers from Springfield, Holyoke, and Westfield called Western Massachusetts United for Puerto Rico was recognized at the City Hall ceremony for organizing the collection of relief supplies and money. Waleska Lugo de Jesus, one of the leaders of the coalition, said 500 boxes of supplies, such as cleaning products, bottled water, and canned food, were donated locally and sent to Puerto Rico on three relief flights. A relief fund set up at Freedom Credit Union has $100,000.
So our next phase in the Western Mass United for Puerto Rico coalition is to allocate those dollars so that we help not only the island, but also the families here.
Gumercindo Gomez, executive director of the Bilingual Veterans Outreach Centers of Massachusetts, told the crowd gathered for the flag raising that he believed there would be positive outcomes from the natural disaster, including the realization by a majority of Americans that Puerto Ricans are U.S. citizens.
Probably 60% of the people here are not Puerto Ricans, but they're here supporting Puerto Rico because they know we are one of you and we are brothers within this and sisters within this city.
Monday's ceremony drew a large number of candidates who were on Tuesday's ballot for city council and school committee in Springfield. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Todd Hill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.